WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
What is up, beautiful people? It feels so good to be back. That's right, you are tuned into WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, on this Tuesday, July 5th, 2016. I trust that you all had a fantastic 4th with your family and friends and celebrated responsibly. Hopefully you guys, for those out there popping fireworks, did it safely, okay? I was in Detroit, and it was pretty wild. Pretty wild. Kept me up all night, I must say. But on today's show, we are back here live and in full effect after bringing you Current Sports Best Of specials at the end of last week and, of course, on the holiday, which was yesterday, I should say. So on today's show, we plan on getting back in it with a ton of discussion, folks. Of course, we will talk about the move that has everyone buzzing around the NBA world. That's right, Kevin Durant will sign with the Golden State Warriors. I didn't see that coming. Not many people did see that coming. You will get my take on that. It's an interesting one, and I think one that really goes against the grain from what I've been reading concerning the move from the majority of people out of there discussing this move for KD. So you get to hear my take on that. We will also talk NBA free agency with Deshaun Tate, sports producer and host with CBS Radio 92.9 The Game. He will join us live via phone. Also, the Detroit Tigers, they can't get over the hump. That is the Cleveland Indians. Yes, 10 straight losses for the Tigers. We'll talk about that and also wrap up with weekend winners. Call in to be a part of today's show. You know that number, 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. But hey, you know how we start this party. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners. All right, folks, we start with Michigan State's highly anticipated football class of 2016, which has arrived today. That's right. The young men will now join the previous 8 who enrolled this past January. Upon their arrival, the freshmen will be taking on a class teaching them how to balance between the high demand of academics and football. When classes begin, training also will start with these strength coaches, and also individual workouts will start with their new teammates to prep for preseason camp, which will start in early August. We'll bring you a few names who will be arriving to campus later on in the show. Also joining me to bring you our quick hit headliners is our great production assistant, Miss Sierra Pryor. Sierra, what you got?
Well, not once, not twice, but 10 straight losses for the Detroit Tigers against the Cleveland Indians. After a 2-hour and 20-minute delay, on Monday night, the Indians beat the Tigers again 5-3 in the final. Left-hander Daniel Norris made his third start of the season, but left the game due to a strain in his right oblique after walking off the leadoff batter in the third inning. With the Tigers down 3-1 in the sixth inning against the Indians, right-hander Danny Salazar, Victy Martinez ripped a 2-out single with Nick Castellanos hit a home run to left the game tied to the game, but their six-game winning streak has came to an end after Mike Napoli's a 430-foot home run to set the Indians 5-3.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Tigers later on in the hour. Again, 10 straight losses, and a 31-year-old made his major league debut last night as well. We'll have more on that. The Detroit Pistons rookie out of Syracuse, Michael Benajay, is out for the rest of the summer league due to a right ankle sprain during Sunday's practice after the Pistons' 73-68 dub over the Orlando Magic. The associate head coach, Bob Beyer, confirmed that an X-ray showed a bone chip. That's right, the Pistons were looking at Benajay as a natural swingman and a possible third point guard and wanted to evaluate him throughout the summer league, but that now won't happen. Due to his injury, he is unclear on whether he would join the Nigerian national team for the 2016 Summer Olympics out in Rio. See.
After a long recruiting process, Kevin Durant is now a Golden State Warrior.
Ugh.
With Durant being a free agent after the season, teams were knocking at his door. Draymond Green is one of those prominent players in the league, and he kept in constant contact with Durant even after the Warriors came back from a 3-1 deficit to beat the Thunder. Green told Sports Illustrated that it's not about I with us on this team, it's all about we and winning championships. Thanks to Green's efforts, the Warriors have signed Durant to a 2-year, $54.3 million contract that will include a player option after 1 year.
Yeah, we'll have more on that in just a second, folks. All right, bye-bye Bulls, hello San Antonio Spurs. That's right, Paul Gasol is set to land with the San Antonio Spurs after reaching a 2-year, $30 million-plus agreement. Gasol will have the option to re-enter free agency after this upcoming season or sign a longer contract with the Spurs. Gasol, who is now 35 years old, chose the Spurs over a vast group including the Toronto Raptors and the Portland Trail Blazers. Both the Raptors and Trail Blazers made big impressions on Gasol, but due to the Spurs' talent, history, and relationship with head coach Greg Popovich, it was really hard to turn that down. Sierra.
Joey Jaws Chestnut has regained the mustard yellow international belt in the hot dog eating championship. Joey, who is now 32, downed 70 hot dogs and buns in only 10 minutes, which is the most hot dogs ever eaten in a competition since his old world record in 2013 by eating only 69 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
Wow, that's crazy stuff. And I actually missed that on ESPN3 yesterday, Sierra. What's the most hot dogs you've ever downed in one sitting? I got to know.
Three.
That's pretty impressive, I must say.
Just one sitting.
That's like average for
me.
But
I went back for more. I went back for more, but in one setting, three.
Gotta love that holiday tradition. Thank you so much, Sierra. All right, a quick update from Wimbledon. For the men's competition, Andy Murray and Roger Federer each booked their places in the quarterfinals of Wimbledon on Monday, where they defeated respective fourth-round opponents Nick Kyrgios and Steve Johnson. Murray will face Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the quarters after Richard Gasquet retired in the first set of their clash due to a back injury. For the women's competition, Serena Williams, is she good or what? She beat Slavinia Kosesova 7-6 and 6-0 and will face Anastasia Palakova in the quarterfinals. That's a mouthful. Older sister Venus Williams will also advance to the last eight following her shock 7-6, 6-4 win over Carla Suarez Navarro. And Georgia running back Sony Michel suffered a broken arm in what's being termed an off-field incident over the weekend. According to UGASports.com, Michel was involved in an ATV accident on Sunday evening. He had surgery for a fractured left forearm on Monday morning. Michel ran for 1,161 yards and 8 TDs after he became Georgia's primary running back following Nick Chubb's knee injury against Georgia. He had 20 or more carries in 7 of Georgia's final 8 games of 2015. The only game he had less than 20 carries came in a 27-3 loss to Florida when he had 13 carries for 45 yards. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Call in to be a part of today's show, 517-355-WKAR. That's 517-355-9527. You can also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. Leave us a comment there. I will read those comments live on our airwaves throughout this entire hour up until 2 p.m. You can also even tweet me at Al Martin WKAR. So much to get to, so little time. It's about that time to start today's show.
I don't think this is much different at all from what LeBron James did in 2010 when he went to Miami. Remember, those Cleveland teams won 66 and 61 games. And I could argue that LeBron's struggles at the end of that Boston series in 2010, they were up 2-1 on Boston. He was phenomenal in game 3 and then struggled the rest of the series and they lost. And then he went to a guy, Dwayne Wade, who had already won the championship. And with Chris Bosh, so I understand Steve saying they were up 3-1 on Golden State. and they should have won that. But this is similar, Steve, man. This is very similar, I think, to what LeBron did. So I can't rip KD for this.
Well, I'm not ripping him for leaving, first of all. I'm ripping him for the team that he went to. You're going to the team that beat you when you were 48 minutes away on three separate occasions from beating them yourself. It's not that he's leaving Oklahoma City. It's the team that he's going to. And Chris Broussard, you've covered this league too long. I don't know how in God's name you can sit there and say that it's a similar situation
how
to what LeBron experienced
in
Cleveland.
LeBron was the best player in the league. LeBron was being compared to Michael Jordan. Who's on the team? Similar to what you're saying. Okay, go ahead. I'm asking a question. All right.
Tell me who was LeBron James' teammate. Who are they?
They were good enough to help him get 66 wins.
I asked you a question. All right. It's a direct question.
He didn't have a Russell Westbrook.
Keep going.
Hold on, Steve.
Could they not have beaten Boston? It's not the same. And not only that, there were more things that were going on in Cleveland on a personal level, which you know just as well as anybody, that influenced LeBron leaving Cleveland too. What's KD's excuse? Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to sit here and let you guys besmirch Boobie Gibson.
Yes, and that is how we start today's Current Sports. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, ladies and gents, boys and girls. You are now tuned into WKAR AM 870. It feels so good to be back. I am the captain of this ship. I am your host, Al Martin. Again, hope you guys had a fantastic 4th of July weekend. I know I had a great one, folks. I had just a great one. I got a chance to go back to the west side of Detroit to see my family and friends that I haven't seen in a while, and it was a weekend filled with a lot of maxing, taxing, and relaxing, all right? So I had a great time. I had a great time, and I am, anytime I have, like 3-4 days in a row off, I start getting that itch that I need to be doing something to feel productive. So by July 4th, by yesterday, I'm like, all right, this is all fine and dandy, but I am ready to get behind a mic and in front of a camera, all right? I love my job. What can I say, folks? And I especially could not wait to get back in this seat because of breaking news that occurred yesterday. As I was waking up to begin the holiday, I took a look at my phone like I always do. That's customarily my routine when I wake up. I go hop on my laptop, check my messages, check my email, and then look at my phone and see what messages I have there. And I looked at my phone first when I woke up yesterday. And the first thing I saw was that Kevin Durant, KD, superstar in today's NBA of the Oklahoma City Thunder, had finally made his decision. After holding camp in New York at Roc Nation, he signed with Jay-Z's sports agency. Countless teams visited KD trying to woo him to their respective squads. KD made the decision, folks, to go to the Golden State Warriors. You all know that news by now. And when I first read it, there were a lot of emotions that crossed my mind. The first one was, I got to be honest with you, anger. You guys know that I am a huge NBA fan. I have loved the NBA product since I popped out the womb, all right? And I've been watching it for a long time. And Kevin Durant has always been one of my favorite players in the NBA because he plays with such heart, such passion. I remember watching a documentary on Kevin Durant. This had to be about 2 years ago. It was done by, it was either Showtime or HBO, one of the two. And it followed Kevin Durant, you know, during his off-season workout routine after he got injured. I believe after his 7th season in the league. And watching this man's work ethic and how much time and energy he puts into his craft, I became an instant fan of his. And his personality is so chill. I love him. Love him. But I must say, after seeing this move from Kevin Durant, I was rubbed the wrong way. I was, folks. And here's why for me. This is my take on this. And again, if you disagree or you have a take on it, call in 517-355-WKAR. I would love to post you up on this topic. Now, again, after I first read it, I was angry that Kevin Durant, I was angry that Kevin Durant decided to leave OKC. And since this story has come out, my opinion has softened when it comes to that one particular aspect, you know, because I was a bit angry at Kevin Durant for leaving OKC because here you had a team that, folks, was one game away. One game away from beating the 73-9 Golden State Warriors and booking a ticket to the NBA Finals. So I was a bit disappointed and angry at KD that he didn't stay loyal to the Thunder, a squad that he was drafted by, the Seattle SuperSonics, of course, when he first got to the league, and a squad that he's been with for the past 9 years. 9 years. But my opinion is softened when it comes to that because at the end of the day, KD could have went wherever he wanted to. He was a free agent, okay? Simple as that. So I can't knock KD if he feels as though the Thunder organization wasn't the right organization for him for whatever reason. He could have went to whatever team he wanted to. Every team out there wanted him, basically. But the problem that I have is that Kevin Durant decided to go to the team that eliminated him in the NBA playoffs this past season after having a 3-1 series lead. It is the epitome of, if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. It is the epitome of cowardice. It is the epitome of not facing a challenge as a competitor and as an athlete. That's the problem that I had. Going to a Golden State Warriors team that beat you. And I have to agree, you heard a heated debate, and these debates have been taking place since this news broke yesterday, folks. You heard the heated debate between ESPN, Stephen A. Smith, and Chris Broussard live on the air. Now, I don't agree with Stephen A. most of the time, but Stephen A., you knocked this one out the park, brother. I had to totally agree with him 100% when it comes to his take on this. It's an easy road to the NBA title. When you evaluate this Golden State Warriors roster now, they have all-stars in Steph Curry, who is the reigning two-time MVP. You have Klay Thompson, which comprises both, you know, with him and Steph Curry, the best backcourt, shooting backcourt in NBA history. You've got a lockdown defender in Andre Iguodala, who's really a jack-of-all-trades, can do it all. You've got Draymond Green. Speaking of jack-of-all-trades, what doesn't Draymond Green do out there? He's an all-star. I mean, this team went 73-9 throughout the NBA regular season. Granted, they didn't get the job done in the NBA Finals, and they got beat in Game 7 to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, but this team is stout and will be a championship contender for a long time. Simple as that, folks. They're young. They're young and they're good. So the fact that Kevin Durant left the Oklahoma City Thunder, who had a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals against the Golden State Warriors. And if you evaluate that series, again, so if you look at it, the Thunder had three games to close this thing out and book a trip to the biggest stage in NBA, in basketball when it comes to the NBA Finals. Three games and they failed. Particularly, I could go back to that Game 6. I remember when the dust settled on Game 6, I called out Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant right here on the air, folks. Kevin Durant was horrible, and Russell Westbrook was horrible in those waning moments of Game 6, all right? That's when Golden State, they went on this 21-7 run. They got outscored 21-7 in the final stanza of that game. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook combined for 6 turnovers. They went 0-3 from the field. They were horrid. And looking at that moment, I said to myself, Kevin Durant is such a competitor that I can't see him leaving the Thunder with the free agency, his free agency, you know, about to blossom here. I just can't see him leaving the Thunder because, first off, you're so close to an NBA title. You already play for a championship-contending team. And then the fact that you allowed the Warriors to storm back and beat you 3-1, I thought that the eye of the tiger in Kevin Durant was strong, that he was a competitor, that he embraced that challenge, that he embraced the journey that is going and attaining an NBA championship. But you know who I fought in this whole thing for my anger? I fought myself, folks. That's why. And I'm going to tell you why. I fought myself in this conversation because, folks, we have seen the last of a dying breed. I think the last we saw of this breed that I'm referring to was in Kobe Bryant, a player who was so driven and so competitive that if you beat him, he was going to figure it out, not join you. He wasn't going to join your roster. You better believe that wasn't going to happen. And this goes for the greats of the past, of NBA past, not even just Kobe here. I mean, Michael Jordan, you think Michael Jordan was calling up Magic Johnson saying, hey, Magic, I can't win a ring. I keep getting eliminated by the Detroit Pistons. Can I join you? or better yet, hey, Isaiah. Even though Isaiah and Jordan had a fractured relationship throughout much of their NBA careers. But Jordan wasn't calling up the Detroit Pistons because he was sulking over getting eliminated in the NBA playoffs and he couldn't win a ring. Long gone are those days, folks. And I blame myself for getting angry at this story because the NBA is totally different. Totally different. This is not the same NBA that we saw back in the 90s, 80s, and so on and so forth, okay? There is really no loyalty in today's league due to free agent contracts and inflating salary caps. I mean, just look at the stories that we had in our headliners, folks. I mean, and throughout the weekend, when free agency hit on Friday, I mean, some of the NBA contracts that I saw signed, I mean, the moolah that was thrown around this weekend and is still being thrown around is absolutely crazy. It's crazy. So it's a different era. It's a different world we live in. But when equating that conversation to Kevin Durant didn't join the Golden State Warriors because of money. In fact, it was quite the opposite. Because out of every team that visited Kevin Durant in New York, trying to get Kevin Durant to be a part of their team, the Oklahoma City Thunder was the only team that could pay him an inflated, crazy amount of moolah. I was looking at the numbers. Just to crush the numbers here. Kevin Durant, wherever he went, first off, he could have signed. He was going to sign, just like what he did here with the Golden State Warriors. He was going to sign a 2-year contract with the option to opt out after the first year. That's ideally what KD's contract is with the Golden State Warriors. He could have done that with the Boston Celtics. He could have done that with anybody. You know, the Knicks, the Thunder. He could have done that with OKC. All right. So wherever he went, we knew he was going to sign a 2-year contract with the option to opt out after year one. That's what happened. But looking at the numbers after that, get this. Oklahoma City could have signed Kevin Durant to a 5-year, $277 million contract. Money was not the issue here, folks. Money is not the reason why Kevin Durant went to Golden State. Kevin Durant went to Golden State because he's tired of losing. And he wants a ring, and he wants a ring right now. He doesn't want to wait. Regardless of how close he was last year, with a 3-1, you are a game away from the NBA Finals. Regardless of looking at the current roster for the Thunder and saying, you know what, I can work with this. We're so close. I want to deliver a championship to the team that drafted me. I want to deliver a championship to this squad, a squad that I've been playing for the past 9 years. Loyalty went out the window for Kevin Durant, and he sold his soul for an NBA championship. Now, do I think the Golden State Warriors are going to win the NBA Finals next year? No, because I kind of equate it to what happened with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. You know, when LeBron James made the decision to go to Miami and take his talents from Cleveland. if you remember, you know, it takes a minute to gel with your teammates, all right? It's not like LeBron immediately went to Miami and they just clicked automatically. No, they didn't even win an NBA championship in that first year they were together. They eventually got it, but and I also question whether or not Kevin Durant's game can mesh well and gel well with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, that entire roster, and how they play. Because Kevin Durant plays a different game than what they do. So I don't think they're going to win in year one, but you better leave. Kevin Durant is going to get his ring in Golden State, okay? If it's not next year, if it's not the year after that, Kevin Durant is going to win a championship. That team is too talented not to win one. But the fact that he didn't stay in OKC to do it, Or the fact that, not even that, just that, because again, I've softened when it comes to that aspect of it. The fact that he didn't go to another team. He had to link up with a team that went 73-9 in a regular season. It was cowardly. It was to me, folks. It was cowardly. And you look at the team that you have, you know, you got Russell Westbrook, you got Steven Adams, you got Enes Kanter, you got Victor Oladipo was also signed to that team as well. You got Billy Donovan, who I love as a coach. But, you know, today's NBA superstar is not yesterday's NBA superstar. It is a different era, folks. I thought Kevin Durant was more prideful than that. I thought that he was a bigger competitor than that. But that's my fault for believing in the contrary. Folks, what do you think about this move? 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Let's go to line one right now. We've got Austin from Indiana on the line to chat about this. Austin, how you doing, my friend? Long time no hear. Do we have him, Seth? Well, Austin, are you there? Okay, we don't have Austin right now. Well, message me back. Or call us back. Again, the number to call in is 517-355-WKAR. We're taking your calls throughout this entire hour. Austin, oh, we got you now. Austin, you there?
Yeah, you got me now?
We got you now. I don't know what happened there, but we got you, brother. What's on your mind, man?
Man, I agree with you 100% about Kevin Durant. And just like Stephen A. Smith said, man, I don't have a problem with him leaving OKC, but to leave the team, to leave for the team that you can't beat, is, like you said, it's powerless. You know, there's no pride in that, man. And really, that's how the basketball culture is now. Even if you look at AAU and high school basketball, like all these guys are joining up to play together, they're transferring to the same high schools to become these power high school teams. And it's like people don't want to play against each other anymore. Everybody wants to play with everybody. And I was having a conversation with my brother earlier, and I gave him this scenario. I was like, "This is my scenario: me, Austin McMurray, five-star football recruit. I decide to go to Michigan State and play football. And I'm like, you know, I'm playing for Coach D, win a championship, win a Big Ten championship, contend for a national title. My goal is to beat U of M. And in my first 2 years, I never beat U of M, and I get tired of losing to U of M." So for my last 2 years, I decided to transfer to the University of Michigan because I can't beat them. So it's like I'm hungry. I'm too hungry to want a Big Ten title, so I'm going to transfer to U of M to get one. It's like you don't do that's a sin. Like I feel like in the Bible that's a sin somewhere. You know, if you transfer to your rival, like thou shalt not transfer to your rival or something like that.
It may be in Ephesians somewhere. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah,
right,
it should
exactly.
be. It's in the athletic. Do's and don'ts, all right? It should be an athletic commandment, all right? Because, if you look at what happened last year, Austin, not too long ago in the NBA playoffs, this was a team that was a game away. So it's not like, and this is why, you know, I've been hearing this comparison a lot, Austin, to what Kevin Durant just did to the decision with LeBron James. Well, this is the difference in that. And this is the big difference there. LeBron James left a situation in Cleveland that did not have a championship-contending roster. Simple
exactly.
as that. We're on the contrary, you look at where Kevin Durant just left, that team with two of the top five players in the world, with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, in which they were a game away from competing on the NBA final stage, that team was championship ready, and you bail? I don't get that at all. I don't understand that.
And essentially, Al, you can put the blame on Kevin Durant why they didn't get to the NBA final.
Right. That was my next point. Very, very true. And I went through some statistics, especially in that game six, when I really thought that the Thunder were going to close that game out. They had momentum going into the fourth quarter, and then what happened?
And blew it.
Golden State outscores them. Yeah, they outscore them 21-7 in the final stanza. They had, you know, and then in the waning moments, in the last 3 minutes of the game, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, they combined for 6 turnovers and go 0-3 from the field. Come on,
exactly.
Man. Come on.
And this is my last point. And not to mention, 6 years ago when LeBron had the decision, if I recall correctly, wasn't Kevin Durant one of the guys that tweeted out, what's up with the lead, you know, all these super teams, let's just play on our teams and play against each other, what happened to the competitiveness of the NBA? Wasn't that him just tweeting that 6 years ago?
Exactly. You nailed it. Sierra just actually brought up the tweet, and I have it posted right here. Kevin Durant, he tweeted this. This is actually on July 16th of 2010. This is when, I believe, when a lot of people were moving and jiving in the NBA and trying to, you know, sign big contracts and whatnot. And Kevin Durant tweeted, quote, "Now everybody want to play for the Heat and the Lakers. Let's go back to being competitive and going at these people." How big of a contradiction is that tweet? Austin, how crazy is that?
This is one of the biggest contradictions in the world.
Hey, brother, thanks so much for your call, Austin. Really appreciate it, dude, always.
No problem, man. I'll be hitting you up this summer to come beat you down on the golf course.
You don't want these problems. Al Woods, you don't want these problems, Austin. Call in, folks.
Hey, talk to you later, man.
You got it. You got it. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We have two comments here via our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports that I want to read. We have Papa that weighs in and says, KD said deuces. Indeed, Papa, he did say deuces. Rex Wilkes says, quote, "Do you think he may have left because he knew more about Westbrook leaving next year for a different super team?" And that's an interesting conversation because I don't know if OKC is going to be able to hang on to Russell Westbrook now. I really don't. I know there's a lot of teams going after him. You know, I saw on the rumor mill, I was reading a few blogs that maybe, you know, Phil Jackson of the Knicks may want to, you know, reach out to the Thunder and say, "Hey, Westbrook, yeah, we'll trade Porzingis for you." I've seen a lot of rumors out there. But with this move being made now, and again, I also want to bring up this point too, because KD and Russell Westbrook have had an interesting relationship throughout their time in the NBA. If you remember, when Kevin Durant and Russell first started playing with one another, they didn't get along. They didn't get along at all. And, you know, there was this dialogue happening between the two about, you know, who takes the game-winning shot. And Kevin Durant was not happy with Westbrook's overall shot selection. But then all of a sudden, they started to hang out away from the basketball court. They started going out to restaurants with another, just kicking it in the offseason. And they repaired that relationship, and they became pretty close friends. I really thought that Westbrook and KD's relationship was stronger than that. But I guess, you know, KD looks at it, in 9 years without an NBA championship, despite the fact that you are so close from it, it wasn't enough for KD. And you go to the team. You go to the team that eliminated you in this year's past playoffs. I don't know what more I can say about it, folks. What do you think? I want to hear from you. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we will talk NBA free agency and also, of course, continue our chat about this whole Kevin Durant fiasco. Apache, I know you're on line one. We'll take your call right after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll chat with Deshaun Tate, sports producer and host with CBS Radio 92.9 The Game in just a second as well. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. Again, folks, we are talking NBA free agency throughout this hour. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Of course, we are diving into the Kevin Durant Golden State Warriors story. In just a minute, we will be chatting with Deshaun Tate, sports producer and host with CBS Radio 92.9 The Game. Deshaun will be on live with us right now. I want to take, again, we're taking your calls. I want to go to line one right now. I know we've had Apache waiting very patiently. Apache, welcome to today's show. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you very much. I'm glad you're covering this topic. I'm not going to question motives, but first of all, I was not aware that he had an opportunity to make, what, $277 million over 5 years?
$277 is what was being reported by Amazing. ESPN. Yeah.
Amazing. Boy, I don't think any championship is worth that much. But anyway, what hurt me was that the best series I saw this year was the OKC and Golden State series. It was incredible. I mean, what Westbrook did and Durant did was absolutely amazing, phenomenal, exciting. It was, and I thought that it was the birth of a new rivalry. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that it was continued, and that's gone. The other thing is that I think there's going to be some problems at Golden State because you got a lot of great shooters, and shooters got to chew. You know, they got to be fed. They got an appetite. And my grandson made a comment to me. He said, everybody on that team is going to score fewer points. You know, you got to keep people happy. All got egos and they all have hunger and they all got skills and so forth. And they're always marketing themselves for the future. So it could be the start of a problem. I don't know. Even if they win, you know, like when Miami got those three big names over there with LeBron, it was kind of a turnoff. And I like to see competition, man. And I like to see it spread throughout the league. When one or two teams win it all the time, it's not fun. I thought this rivalry was going to be just as exciting as the old L.A. Boston rivalry from the past. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and as far as Golden State is concerned, I don't think there should have been any adjustments. You know, had Dre not done those foolish things that he had done, I think they could have easily got the championship. So. We'll see, but anyway, man, interesting topic, and thank you, man.
Hey, and always great having you on the pod. You really appreciate your call. Again, folks, the number is 517-355-WKAR, and that's the point I want to make as well. I mean, when you look at what occurred with the whole decision with LeBron James, they didn't win the first year, okay? It takes time. Anytime you have a player of Kevin Durant's skill set who can do multiple things on the court thrown into a situation with a team that's already good, that already has a system in place, that already has, a coach in Steve Kerr who has a blueprint for success, a blueprint that won them 73 games last season, and you throw a player of Kevin Durant's magnitude into that fold, there is going to be an adjustment period that takes place, okay? Now, at the end of the day, we all know that in the NBA, talent eventually wins out. Talent gets you to the final dance, all right? That's how it always is. You know, in comparison to other sports where you have one-game elimination tourneys, the NBA, when you stack up mano a mano in a seven-game series, round after round after round, talent eventually is going to win out. That's how it always goes. That's why I believe this Golden State Warriors team is going to be good. I mean, you add, four all-stars on this team? Oh, my goodness. I mean, watch out. Watch out, world. So, really appreciate the call. What do you think about Kevin Durant and the move to Golden State? 517-355-9527. Do we have him on the line now? I believe we have Deshaun Tate, sports producer and host with CBS Radio 92.9 The Game on the line. It's funny because I went on a social media rant yesterday. That's how I began my day yesterday, folks. That's how I began my holiday after seeing the news of KD, and I voiced my opinion. And I guess I'll read it right now. This is what I put on my Instagram page yesterday. Quote, a perfect example of this new era, if you can't beat them, join them, nonsense. You had a commanding 3-1 series lead over them, one game away from playing in the finals, and you decide to join their roster. Where is the competitiveness? Where is the loyalty? Where is the athlete in you that says, I want to beat you? KD, this move will scratch whatever legacy you will have when you decide to hang up the jersey.
I'm done. So you could hear the anger from my voice, from my thumbs as I was typing that one on my my Facebook and Instagram page. And Deshaun, you know, he was on social media. He may have seen my post, may have not, but he immediately hit me up and said, Al, I got to sound off on this topic. Can you get me on? And I said, of course. You are always welcome, my friend. Deshaun Tate from CBS Radio is on line one right now. Deshaun, how you doing?
It's been an extreme hectic weekend last night, that being in the NBA free agency. But other than that, not much sleep, but still, that's just part of the business. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I already know. So, Deshaun, I know you're down in Atlanta. Were you reporting a lot on NBA free agency?
Absolutely. Especially here in Atlanta, where a hometown or local kid, rather, and Al Horford making his decision over the weekend, as well as Dwight Howard coming in here to Atlanta, and Atlanta's even shipped off Jeff Teague. So there's a whole lot of different changes here with the organization, as well as the
Definitely. And Deshaun, just to give you a heads up, man, I know where your signal's kind of spotty right now. I don't know where you are right now, but you're kind of fading in and out. Before we get to your thoughts on what happened with Kevin Durant, I want to talk about Grand Ledge native Al Horford, who decided to sign with the Boston Celtics. Did you see that move coming at all?
I did. Hopefully you can hear me a little bit better now.
We got you. Yep.
I did have the opportunity to kind of dig into it a little bit with the station I work with here at CBS being the flagship station of the Hawks. That being said, it seemed almost as if the closer and closer that we got to free agency, ending, the more and more I kind of realized that Al Horford would not be remaining as a Hawk, for the simple fact that the money was there. He took the deal with Boston over the Atlanta Hawks for only one more million. So I think it was more than anything a fact that he was trying to kind of prove a point, I guess, to say, hey, I want out of here in Atlanta. I don't really see things changing in the direction that I would certainly like them to. And of course, he's entitled to that. And Al Horford went on to what he may feel like is greener pastures, and so be it. You know, one of the things was his dad, Tito, came out and kind of said some things in regards to, hey, you know what? Al wasn't happy with some of the fan base here in Atlanta, where, you know, there's a lot of empty seats, even during a year where they went to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in history of the organization. And there were still lots of empty seats where a lot of fans probably didn't appreciate it, the team here as much. You know, it's a football town, so there's no excuses there. But it's totally different when you're in a town, Al, where, you know, you have fans. You're trying to pack out the arena with your fans, but you have the opposition and their best player going to the free throw line chanting MVP in a visiting arena here in Atlanta. And I think that had a little bit of a decision maybe with what Al Horford decided to do.
Yeah, that's definitely a thought, because if any time you make the playoffs and the fan base is not there to support you as you would like, that would ruffle any player's feathers. Now, I do know that Boston decided to sign Horford to a 4-year, $113 million max contract. That was a max deal, if I'm not mistaken, right, Deshaun?
Correct.
Was Atlanta able to sign Horford to a max contract? And do you think that had anything to do with that as well?
Well, you know, they could have signed Al Horford to a max contract. I think it was a matter of Al Horford not wanting to be here anymore at the end of the day. I kind of think it was a little bit of a cop-out, or kind of used as a crutch to say the things that was said about the fans here in which we just spoke about. Now, granted, that's not something Al Horford said. That was Al Horford's dad speaking. So from that standpoint, that's something a little different. But I like to believe that if he wanted to be here in Atlanta, not only would he have stayed in Atlanta, but he wouldn't have taken nearly as long to make that decision. How much or how big of Dwight Howard coming in had to do with his decision? Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. I'm pretty sure that could have played a part as well. As, you know, Al Horford's been really disappointed with having to play the five position, the center position, for so long here in the NBA here in Atlanta. And that would have given him an opportunity to kind of be freed up a little bit, maybe play power forward,
they would have probably very likely, as only reports have been made about sending Paul Millsap out. And then, of course, you know, maybe it would have been a crowded paint at that point. But Al Horford starts stretching his game out towards not only mid-range, but out to the three-point line a little bit this past season. So I don't think there's an excuse. I think he just didn't want to be in the A.
And it's funny, though, because, you know, Boston was one of the teams that tried to go after Kevin Durant. And the deal, the max deal for Al Horford was announced and was out to the public at the same time that the Boston Celtic personnel was sitting down with Kevin Durant. So I'm sure they were using that as a selling point. And, of course, that fell through the crooks. Folks, call in if you want to be a part of today's show, 517-355-9527. Right now we are chatting with DeShawn Tate, sports producer and host with CBS Radio 92.9, The Game, down in the ATL. DeShawn, speaking of Kevin Durant, briefly here, what was your initial reaction after hearing about KD signing with the Golden State Warriors for that two-year deal?
I think Mateen Cleaves, hometown name up there, kind of said it best, saying that we're in a new era. It's hard to imagine that these guys can wrap our minds around trying to get to understand these guys, understanding how it was when we were coming up in the whole competitiveness and things of that nature. It's just not the same anymore. Let's talk a little bit about what Kevin Durant, what his mentality was. Okay, mm-hmm. We all have dreams and we all have aspirations. He grew up saying, I want to be able to play on the professional level and play basketball for the rest of my life. Check. He's done that. He says, I want to be able to get paid in order to do that. Check. He's done that. What else is there left to do? Win a championship. Who are we to judge and say where a man should and should not work? He does not do that to us. We should not do that to him. He made the best decision for he and his family, although as far from a competitive standpoint, I don't necessarily agree with that decision. I thought he should have returned home and would have returned home and would have beaten the Warriors. But nonetheless, he made the decision that was best for he and his and wanted to go after a ring. And there's no better place to do that. Let's talk about also from a leadership standpoint, Al. Maybe he feels like he can't be a leader of a team. There is Draymond Green to show you that. It's not a selfish ball club. Everybody's willing to pass the sugar around and give everyone an opportunity to score the ball. And I think that he chose the best decision for him in regards to getting a ring. And that will probably likely happen.
Well, what gets me about this whole conversation, DeShawn, is that when you look at the reasoning, and I know that Durant, you know, he put out an article on the Players Tribune entitled My Next Chapter. That's how he let the public know where he was going. And, you know, when you look at his reasoning as to why he made this decision, he goes on to say, quote, the primary mandate I had for myself in making this decision was to have it based on the potential for my growth as a player, as that has always steered me in the right direction. But I am also at a point in my life where it is of equal importance to find an opportunity that encourages my evolution as a man, moving out of my comfort zone to a new city and community, which offers the greatest potential for my contribution and personal growth. With this in mind, I have decided that I'm going to join the Golden State Warriors. In terms that I can't say over the radio, I'm going to modify it, DeShawn, but that was a load of crap. When you look at that, when you read that, when I read that paragraph, Kevin Durant, and as to his reasoning why he was going with the Golden State Warriors, his growth as a player, first off, if you look at the situation out in OKC, you talk about growth. Growth is going through adversity to accomplish a goal. That's how you grow. You don't grow as a basketball player by going to a situation that's already in place as a shoe-in to win an NBA title, not just next year, but for years to come. I didn't understand that. And then to get out of my comfort zone, I think he just kind of threw that in there to kind of have to really pull on the heartstrings, if you will, to those who read this whole eloquent statement as to why he decided to go to Golden State. I thought that Kevin Durant... I think it's more to the story than what we're getting right now. I don't think that him and Russell Westbrook may have gotten along, as I previously alluded to. I think there was some extra stuff going there. And at the end of the day, when you're in the league 9 years and you don't win an NBA championship, that wears on you. That does wear on you. I don't fault him leaving. I just fault him for going to the team that is already set in place to be a great team, one of the greatest teams of all time, for years and years to come. I didn't understand that at all, DeShawn.
I know that that may be difficult to understand. Of course, we're not in the same position that he's in. We're all on the outside looking in. To disagree with it is one thing. I completely understand that. I've heard Stephen A. Smith, amongst others, in social media this week, within the last 24 hours, going on calling him weak. That being something a little bit different, that we call this man weak for making a decision that's best for he and his.
I don't think he didn't call him weak. He said he called the move weak, and the move was weak. I'm not saying he's weak. He's a weak man. I'm saying that this move to go to Golden State was a weak move, Deshaun.
Right, and no, I can definitely understand why you may say that, but at the end of the day, I still feel like, you know what, it may be considered a weak move by many. But who doesn't want to go join winners? I heard Isaiah Thomas look me in my eyes and tell me himself one-on-one in an interview, if Larry Bird wanted to come over, we would have welcomed him with open arms. Now, maybe the same thing couldn't be said about Michael Jordan because of the relationship that they have, but there's certain loopholes within Kevin Durant that maybe he feels like he can't have in Oklahoma City, but he can get elsewhere. And with that being in Golden State, where they're all a part of a winning team, in which he may not feel like he's the number one guy. He may not feel like he's in a position where he can lead and be able to be a number one guy to a team, so he'll go elsewhere and be able to do that. Not everybody will agree with that, but what I will say to those people who may not agree with that, and what I will say to the people who may call him weak, I don't see any of us picking our families up and taking our jobs and transferring our jobs and running off and packing our bags to Oklahoma City.
I was listening to Mike and Mike this morning, and they had someone that was on the show and made that comparison to if you have just an everyday Joe Schmo guy who has a job and transfers to another job. That is totally different, Deshaun. We are not making millions of dollars in the NBA. We are not competing in athletics. It's a different realm. And what I see in today's athlete, and what I've seen and what I've said many, many times, is that today's athlete is not yesterday's. I believe that the competitiveness of the players in today's NBA, it has been diluted far too many times. And what you're getting with KD, and I misjudged the dude. I thought he was a competitor. I thought he was a guy who is willing to go through some adversity to try and accomplish that goal of hoisting up an NBA championship trophy. Because you didn't see superstars back in the 80s calling each other up and saying, you know what, let's form a super team. You didn't see that. It was quite the opposite, actually. Those players wanted to go out and beat each other's brains. Simple as that. That's gone. That's not today's NBA.
And I agree with that, and that may be the case. But there was times when Dennis Rodman made the jump to go over and play with other teams, that being the Lakers, that being the Bulls. The same thing you can say about a team, about players that came up and playing in the 90s, which personally I think is the best era of basketball, as well as the 80s. Gary Payton, sure, later on down their career, sure enough. But we saw the Los Angeles Lakers do the exact same thing with Shaq and Malone and Kobe Bryant and Gary Payton. Now, Grant, I mean, we're all familiar with that because of the Bad Boys, the new era Bad Boys that ended up putting them out. But the thing is that it's all changing. I think it's all a part of exactly why the NBA is watered down. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of is what it is. I think we'll go out there and see if someone can put them out and see what they can do and put things together and try and make the NBA a little bit more interesting. But the league did this to themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I could go on this rant about Jerry West. I mean, Jerry West was a big orchestrator in this whole thing too. I mean, Jerry West is notoriously known for wooing big names to other squads. If you remember, he's the guy who made the call to Shaquille O'Neal when he was with the Orlando Magic back in the 90s and brought Shaq to the Lakers. And you know, Jerry West gave a call to KD and had a big hand in this whole thing. But Deshaun, we're running out of time, man. I really appreciate the debate, dude. That was a fun one. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. We have to do it again.
You got it. Deshaun Tate, the one, the only sports producer and host with CBS Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to skip the first break here, Seth, with only 5 minutes left. Again, 517-355-WKAR is the number to call in. We got 5 minutes left. I want to read a quick comment from our dear friend and listener of Current Sports, Anthony Iani. Al, if he wins the finals MVP next year, do you think some people will lay off his decision like they did after LeBron won back-to-back finals MVPs? Well, now that's an interesting question, because even though LeBron James has come full circle. Everyone bashed him for the whole decision, hour-long special in which he announced that he was taking his talents down to South Beach to link up with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh to form their very own super team. They went on to win two titles out there, and we all know about that. But still looking at LeBron's legacy, those championships that he won out in Miami, Ant, those will always have that little asterisk next to them. Those will always be championships in LeBron's legacy that said, you know, but LeBron James had to leave Cleveland to do that. Now, he's come full circle because, and I think LeBron does care about legacy. That's the reason why he decided to return to Cleveland, to come full circle, to deliver on the promise that he gave to the city of Cleveland when he got drafted by the team, his home state, you know, his home team. He returned because he knew how important legacy was as his NBA career went on and on and on. So LeBron's an interesting situation. Now, let's say if KD wins a championship with Golden State, which I think he will do, if not next year and in the foreseeable future, I always think that you look at it and you will look at those championships and say, yeah, KD, but it was a cop-out. You had to go to Golden State to make that happen. He will, and that's why I said on my social media post, I mean, his legacy is one that will be in question when he hangs up that jersey. And I really don't think that today's young ball player does not, they don't care about legacy anymore. I think that legacy is a forgotten thought, is an afterthought as well. So, and now if KD was to win a championship out in Golden State and say, you know what, I'm going to return to Oklahoma City. And if he does to LeBron, if he returns to the team that drafted him and delivers a championship, then he'll come full circle. And I think we can have a different conversation. But right now, in my eyes and the eyes of many, this move just looks cowardly. I don't know. I want to invite right now the man behind the glass, Seth Kinker. He is our fill-in engineer who's been doing an outstanding job today. Seth, I know you are an avid NBA viewer. What's your thoughts on this whole show today, man, with 2 minutes left?
I mean, I understand. A lot of good points. And I can't fault any athlete getting to the league. The point is to win a championship. And how many years have they put? Yes, you can say that he left. He left OKC. But how many years have they tried that out, the Russell Westbrook and the Kevin Durant project, and it hasn't worked? At what point?
But
what
Seth,
point do you
again,
say?
They were one game away, dude. They are this close to an NBA championship.
But there's no way you can guarantee that they're going to get exactly. They could bomb next season. Kevin Durant could get injured and miss a ton of time again. There's no way you can guarantee they're going to get exactly back to that spot and be able to compete at the top of the Western Conference, which is competitive from top to bottom. Okay, not top to bottom, but for the most part.
For the most part, yeah, the Western Conference in comparison to the East, it's an entirely different ball game. So I wish you would have chimed in earlier, man. We could have had that debate on the show too. It's been a fun one, though. Again, if you disagree with myself, hey, please call in. Weigh in on tomorrow's show. Go to facebook.com/currentsports. You can also tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR. We've got a fantastic lineup for the rest of the week for you. You don't want to miss any of it. You have been listening to WKAR's Current Sports with me, Al Martin, right here on WKAR AM 870 East Lansing. Back at it, same time, same place tomorrow. Have a fantastic afternoon. And as always, be easy, people.